Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest, Adam Brooks. He is the representative for Finsulate in the Balearic Islands. How are you, Adam?
I'm fine, thank you, on this wonderful island.
Right, let's get right into it. Finsulate, now it's anti-fouling for clean and healthy waters. What got you into this in the first place?
Well, I became a sailor about 4 years ago. I got a boat. It was because I was living in Belgium. I had a boat that was in Holland. And I was taking care of it. I did the anti-fouling. I got seriously sick, poisoned, because I didn't really know it was poison. Because when I was scraping it all off, I got it all covered with it. So I got really sick the night of when I did the boat. And then I saw the YouTube channel of this stupid, sorry, French guy that if I had known the French representative of Finsulate before, I would have told her, don't get involved with this guy. He's not the right guy for this. Because you can see this, I could see the state of his boat and it wasn't really taken care of. And when I understood what Finsulate was about, it's not a miracle product. It's got to be taken care of. It's got to be maintained. It's got to be cleaned for it to work perfectly. So I got in contact with Marion, then she's the representative for Finsulate France, and she's doing a really, really big job. She just got about 200,000 from help from people to start the proper promotion of it. She got help for doing that. She's got ministers following her. She's got a lot of things. France is really developing the whole system of Finsulate. So I just got in contact with her. Spoke French with her, explained that I was in the vinyl business for already 13 years. I've done wrapped Airbus 340s planes. I've wrapped buses with vinyl. I've done everything with vinyl. Practically, I've done nearly everything that could be done with vinyl. So I just felt it was something that should come together. Sailing, wrapping. Finsulate is a wrap, but for the bottom of the boat. So it just all made sense. So I got in contact with her. She said, listen, if you want, come. I said I was going to Mallorca because my parents lived there for 14 years. I've been traveling a lot. Being a DJ, I traveled. I went all over the planet. And I just want to be close to my parents. It's nearly the end. So I just want to be with them and take care of them, help them with the house they've got and just be there. So it all made sense. And she said, listen, I've got a boat. It's got to be done in June in Mallorca. That was June last year. Just come down. Just do it together. So, okay, perfect. It just everything just came into perfect place for me just to keep on going. So I did the boat here in June. Went back in July back to Belgium. Emptied my apartment and came back here in August, the month after in August. So I've been here for, a year and a half now. And I've been doing boats in south of France, in Valencia. I'm slowly getting the whole thing, getting working in Mallorca, but all the people I've been talking to are the old ones who don't really care about the sea, don't really care about the oceans. So I'm having a bit of trouble because their main business is the anti-fouling.
Well, anti-fouling has started to hit the headlines quite a bit recently. We had Holly from Clean Sailors interview the founder of Finsulate. We have had, Icomia talk about it. It's something that a lot of people actually don't think about because, of course, as you said, it is underneath the boat. But it has a huge impact on the environment, and we are seeing more and more today. The yachting industry and the boating industries as a whole, the maritime industries essentially, coming together and saying, you know what, as we see more people take to the waters after this pandemic, we are definitely making a conscious decision to look after our oceans and our waterways. Why should people go this route? What is it about the old way of doing things that is so harmful for the environment?
Well, the thing is, there's a study that's coming out of Germany that 30 to 40% of the plastic soup is the actual plastic in the oceans that are creating all this pollution, would be coming out from the plastic used in the antifouling. So that means 30-40% of the plastic soup is from all this antifouling from the boats. So there's, and all this plastic soup is going into barnacles, then it ends up in the mussels, it ends up in all kinds of food that we're eating. It's just going back into the food that we're all eating, that we've got to live off. So there's a point of time where some people are really interested with Finsulate. I've had a lot of people coming into asking me questions. It's just I think the main problem is people don't look further. It's, you got to think of Finsulate working on 5 years and not a year, because they're going to think, oh, but if I do it every 2 years, it costs me this much. But then if you think about it, how much it would cost you exactly in 5 years, then it would be more interesting to use Finsulate, and you're helping the oceans.
Well, before we actually get to cost, what is Finsulate? What is sort of the basis of how it works and how it replaces the old system?
It's mechanical. It's a mechanical system. It's little fibers that prevents, well, it doesn't prevent the fouling, the barnacles to sit on it. It just sits on it, in fact. And you just got to brush it off with your hand or with a brush or with a spatula. If really it's been in the water and has been taken care of for a long time, then you just use a spatula, dive in, spatula, and scrape it off. A 12-meter boat that we did here, the owner didn't really seem convinced about Finsulate once it was on the boat. So I decided, let's go. I'm not a diver. I've never done that in my life. I'm just, I can swim, but I'm not a diver. I decided, let's try this and see what happens when I dive with you and we try and brush it off. And it took us to do one side half an hour. Then both of us, half an hour, 12-meter boat. Then I decided, I said, let's stop. Let's put your boat full speed for 5-10 minutes and see what happens. Now that you've seen it clean by hand and cleaned when you use the speed of the boat. It took us literally 10 minutes to clean it off once we put the boat at 20 knots. So it's a mechanical system. There's no chemicals involved in it. It's just nylon that's been not injected, but it's static, put to the glue, and it just holds on the base of Finsulate, and it just moves. It just keeps on moving, like the urchin, like anything in the sea that keeps moving. It's a mechanical system.
So what is the cost associated with having Finsulate as opposed to the paint option that has been used forever?
The cost would be approximately, but it depends the boat, it depends the size of the boat, it depends how long it's going to take to put it on the boat. Approximately between 80 and 100 euros square meter placed on the boat.
Compared to the paint?
Compared to the paint, which I don't really know what the price is. It depends. If you do it yourself, of course, if you do it yourself, then the prices drops dramatically. If you get it done by a boatyard, then we can be competitive.
But long-term then, I mean, long-term, speaking of, you actually, with the anti-fouling paint, how often does that have to be redone in order for it to continue to do the job it needs to do?
Anti-fouling paint would last 6 months, a year. I have a friend in Andalus who's got a sailing boat. His anti-fouling, after a year, there's none left. So it should be, he's part of the Andalus Regatta, because I take part also in the Regatta here. I'm one of the special crazy boat that won the Admiral Cup in 93. The guy had a normal 30-foot boat. He put the antifoil on a year ago, and he came back, and after 6 months, it was already there was hardly nothing left. And after a year, there's nothing left on the boat. So he has to redo it. Normally, people push it up to 2 years. It depends how many layers you've put on. But normally it should be every year to keep the base.
So whatever the cost is, you have to do it approximately every single year. And
every year,
it actually disappears. It actually disappears into the ocean then. That's where it goes. So all of this paint and all of this poison goes into the ocean. Now, when we're talking about Finsulate, how often does that have to be reapplied?
Well, a boat that travels every day, after 5 years, brought out of the water, 10% was changed because it was damaged, not used, but damaged by the use of the boat hitting something. They only changed 10%, put the boat back in the water. There's boats in the water now with 7-8 years and it's still running. They're pushing up to 10 years, but there's not enough boats that had it for 10 years to be able to say it's going to last 10 years. But there are some boats that are out there, they've got it for 7 to 8 years and it's still running and it's still working perfectly. So when you change, it's like your boat, you have to bring your boat out normally to change the anodes of the boat. That's a piece of metal that keeps the electricity from the boat. Just brush it, spray brush it, jet water, and it's like new.
So if you aren't taking care of the antifouling of your boat, is there an increased cost to the running of that boat if you are not taking care of the antifouling of the boat? Period. Whether it be the paint or whether it be the Finsulate, if you're not taking care of antifouling to the boat, is there an increased cost straight across the board within fuel, engine, et cetera?
Of course. A boat that's been running for like the same boat that they changed after 5 years, only 10% of Finsulate, the consumption dropped 7.5% because the barnacles weren't hitting on the boat, weren't getting stuck on the boat. Once the antifouling is gone from your boat, the barnacles just get stuck on the boat, and that's what slows down the boat. With Finsulate, once you're on top of 12 knots, it just self-cleans. 70-80% self-cleans off. So that's the advantage. I would more predict it for motorboats. You can do it with sailing boats. Of course, you've got two different sizes of Finsulate for sailing boats, but that means more taking care of your boat. But usually when you're sailing and you're a traveler, then you take care of your boat. So instead of having to brush it off, because I've seen a lot of YouTube channels where you see them, there's no more antifouling on the bay, then they have to scrub the boat with spatules and everything. Finsulate would just come off so easy. That's the advantage of Finsulate. It just makes it super easy to clean off.
So essentially what you're saying is Finsulate not only decreases your costs overall, it is healthy for the oceans. It decreases the amount of work that you have to do and the amount of yard time that it has to take in order to keep it up and running.
Definitely.
It's just a better product all the way around, but yet people are still stuck in the mindset that what worked 20 years ago is still going to work today and something that they should continue to do. And I guess the thing is that we have to convince, and not just in the Balearic Islands, but the world over, that there is better options, there's more sustainable options. And even though something may cost a little bit more in the beginning, long-term, yeah. And this is long-term. The big key word, long-term, that I think yachting is not quite used to. It's the immediacy that yachting is sort of after. But long-term, you're doing a hell of a lot more good personally, because I think people are more concerned about themselves personally than they are about the greater good of the world. It's the human nature. But you're doing more good for yourself, as well as doing more good for the environment around you.
Exactly. That's the, well, when I had the conversation with Boatyards, some of them explained to me, said, we had the same problem with Copper Coat, the hard Copper Coat, also lasts for 10 years, but it still drops into the ocean. It's less pollution compared to the older anti-fouling, but it's still dropping into the ocean. It's still going into the food. It's still not good. But a lot of people are moving towards that because it's less work. You just got to bring out the boat, scrap it a bit, and put it back in the water. But if you're really environmental friendly, then you got to move away from all that old systems, the old systems.
Well, if people are interested in coming into this century and perhaps looking towards the future and having an ocean and waterways that are friendly and still have sea life in them, how can people find you and how can people find information about Finsolate?
Go straight to finsolate.com. There's six different languages on there, so everybody can find their own language. And just send a mail and it'll be straightforward back to me in the Balear if they're in the Balear. I've got Finsolate Balear on Facebook page. I'm trying maybe start a website, but a lot of people are saying, you don't use websites anymore. Nobody uses them anymore. So we've got the main page of finsolate.com, which will redirect them directly to me. Or if you visit Finsolate de Balear on Facebook, there's a link straight to my WhatsApp. They can contact me there also.
Well, we'll make sure to include all the links below this interview when it airs. Adam, I have to say thank you very much. It's been very informative.
Great. It was a pleasure.
You have
got to help the ocean.
You have been listening to Adam Brooks. He is the representative for Finsolate, anti-fouling for clean and healthy waters in the Balearic Islands and beyond. We do encourage you to check it out and perhaps look at making this your option the next time that you are looking for a bit of yard time and to do some refits on your boat. Because you know what? Our oceans, if they cease to exist, well, so does life. Yeah. So it's as simple as that. If we don't have the oceans and there's no life in the oceans, then we all cease to exist.
Think about your children. For them. Yes. For us, it's okay, but it's for the children later on.
Exactly. You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I've been your host. We'll see you again.